during last weekend's blizzard. Parts of the Jersey Shore saw flooding that residents say was worse than what they experienced during Superstorm Sandy. And to reach many of those stranded by the storm, emergency crews used surplus military vehicles left over from the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. As WHYY's Joe Hernandez reports, many towns said they needed the vehicles to get through the flooding.
Flooding was so bad in Barnegat Township along the shore that parts of the town were under mandatory evacuation. Police Chief Arthur Drexler said the only way to reach the people who stayed was in military Humvees and 5-ton troop transport trucks.
We had a 5-ton place, you know, at a nice point where the tides usually start to come up. We had a patrol in one of the Humvees, and it allowed us to get through an area where, frankly, we wouldn't be able to get to.
The same was happening an hour south in North Wildwood, where crews used military trucks to rescue more than 150 people. Mayor Patrick Rosanello says the argument that these vehicles are militarizing small local police departments went out the window during the blizzard.
When people are calling to be rescued out of their houses, and the only vehicle available is a surplus military truck, I don't think anybody cares that these are surplus military vehicles. To me, it's kind of a ridiculous comment.
West Wildwood Mayor Christopher Fox says his fleet of 6 military trucks is crucial to rescuing people in his town, but acknowledges that others can go too far.
You'll never hear me say this is a bad thing with the military surplus vehicles, because they are so essential for us here in Barrow Islands, and we're not abusing them. But there are towns that do. And then there are towns you need to go to and say, why do you need this piece of apparatus?
State and local police departments can get a wide variety of other military equipment through the federal program, including armored trucks and assault rifles. From the New Jersey desk, I'm Joe Hernandez, WHYY News.